Joining me in the studio right now, currently on his tour of New Zealand, I guess.
Yes. I can confirm.
Thank you. And it's Guy Montgomery confirming
that, by the way. Yes, it's me. I'm on my tour of the country, focusing this week on Auckland.
Sure, gosh.
I know. Not the very top of the country, but near the top.
Near.
The most populous city, I've been told.
Really?
Yeah.
By whom?
Just people on the street saying there sure are a lot of us. We've got to be the biggest.
We've got to be huge.
Yeah.
How are you today, Guy?
I'm pretty good, thanks. I'm slightly frazzled, I suppose. I was trying to... I had about a 15-minute sort of period of walking around the science block at Auckland University, looking at my phone, found you on Instagram, messaged you for instructions, which is a reflection, I think. You were very helpful, by the way. But
oh,
I think
gosh, thank you.
The fact I got myself into that situation in the first place suggests I'm not at my best.
The one part that really did get me as well is everything in my phone was locked, and all that I saw was Guy Montgomery, here I come.
Yeah,
and I was like,
yeah.
All right.
That's when I was feeling proud of myself. Well, because I sent you a message as well saying, Caitlin, and then... I was went to send the second message,
there was nothing.
Which was to say, like, I'm lost, but Instagram, due to community guidelines or something, you can only send one message to someone who doesn't follow you. I don't know what the back and forth is. But
awkward that I didn't follow you. How
well, no, not at all. But I kept trying to message to be like, I'm coming. And then it was just all I did was just send a message with Caitlin exclamation point.
And I was
anyway,
like, all right, we're here.
We made it.
Yes, and... thank goodness for that, because now we get to talk about your show that is on this Friday.
Yes.
Holy moly. The Civic, first of all.
I know. It's the biggest show I've done in my life.
Ever.
It will be, indeed.
Wow.
It's a series of shows. I'm on like a run of every show I've done being the biggest in my life, really.
Right.
Like it's a new year of experiences for me. Because previously, I'd do multiple shows in smaller, what were still to me big rooms, but smaller rooms.
Yeah.
And then this year, I thought, what if I tried to consolidate those sort of four smaller shows into one gargantuan show? And that's why I'm at the Civic, which is honestly, it is so exciting to me. It is a long-standing dream being realized. And I'm pleased to say I've been in Australia for sort of 6 or 7 weeks. So the show's now funny too. So
thank goodness.
I don't even need to, and I've done it. I did it in Wellington on the weekend, so I know it's funny in New Zealand also. I can just go out there, hopefully, have a ball, feel relaxed, feel funny. Yeah, I'm really excited. I got myself in knots before I did my show in Wellington on Saturday.
Wow.
I got so nervous.
No need to be nervous anymore.
Well, no, it will still come.
Or
and I
maybe,
think the nerves, I think it's good. The nerves, because, you know, I still get intermittent nerves, I suppose, before performances. But if you're doing the same sort of room or the same thing over and over again, they can kind of abate. And you still care and you still do your best. But I think that, you know, you can feel very neutral or just like yourself at any other point of the day going on stage, which is quite unusual, really, because you are performing. But then these ones, like my heart rate spiking, I'm going like it's really intense. But it's cool. And then I walk out and then I say hello or you know something clever like that, and then I relax. Once I've said the first thing, I relax.
Oh, is there a hello in this show?
What do I say? I said last in Wellington, I said thank you so much. That sounds crazy because it sounds crazy when people are clapping. That many people are clapping for you once, you've not heard it before.
Must be
so intense. Yeah, it's nice.
Imagine
that's what I said.
Civic.
That's what I said. I said that's so nice. You guys have got to get that. If you can get that once in your life, you got to get that.
Wow, you've got to really try. The show is 50 million Guy fans.
Yes.
Can't be wrong.
Yeah, it's an old Elvis Presley greatest hits compilation title.
Yes,
reappropriated. For my own sort of nefarious purposes, I just think it's a funny title for anything.
It's great.
Yeah, I thought, you know, the concept that any number of anyone could not be wrong.
Yeah.
Is brilliant.
Well, then you also wonder is it like Guy Montgomery fans? Is it just 50 million guys in one room? Like, is the Civic just full of dudes?
No, well, no. There's a period when my audience were predominantly, it was, you know, guys that did look like me and their partners. And then now I've aged up. So now there's a few more silver tops out there.
Broadened out a little bit.
I like to think I'm doing the same comedy, but there's more senior figures. There's more gold card holders, you know. Yeah.
So what goes into making a show like this one?
Honestly, it's the same as any of the other shows, I just have a running notes app and a notebook that I have one of them on me at all times. And so anything funny, I write it down. And then I go to like open mics and you just go out to little shows and you say a few sentences and some of them are funny. Some of them aren't. Some of them are almost funny. And then you listen back to the recording and you cut the bits that aren't funny or you expand the bits that are funny. And on it goes. And really, the real work starts happening when you can get it up on its feet every night. So it's difficult, I think, in Auckland and wider Aotearoa because there's not as much stage time as you might like to improve. And also, I think audiences are, you know, no one's got any money to invest in going out to a show. They have to know that they're going to get return, yeah. basically. So, you know, by the time I'm doing it at the Civic, it's running red hot. But yeah. all the time prior to that, it's like you're just practicing. It's sort of... I remember when I started comedy, I listened to a lot of podcasts about it, and I thought, I can't wait to find out the trick. You know, I can't wait. One of these people is going to slip up, they're going to tell me the secret, and I'm going to hit the accelerator. Yeah. And all anyone said was, you just have to do it over and over again. And I was so gutted to find out that it's true. I thought, this is not why I got into comedy, for the graft.
No.
I thought it would be, you know, good times right out the gate.
Easy, smooth sailing. Yeah. Everyone claps as soon
exactly,
as you get
yeah.
out.
You're funny all the time. But no, you got to eat a lot of shit. You got to, you know, you got to live through the bombs. You got to, I think it's what makes it so exciting is it takes so long. You know, like I've been going, I think, 12 or 13 years. And you never know that you're going to get to realize any of your dreams. But I think I don't feel overawed by getting to do the Civic. I feel grateful and excited. And I think I'm really, you know, I'm standing on the shoulders of like 13 years of doing the same thing over and over again. And that feels really good.
Yeah, it's really epic. And the show, yes, is on Friday, the 17th of May, which is this Friday, in case anyone...
Yes, doesn't have a calendar.
Doesn't know what dates are.
Yeah, some people just go Monday to Sunday. They don't do numbers. It's just on a constant loop. Well, and it's probably not a bad way to live.
I guess it's
quite freeing.
Because
age doesn't exist. You know, you're just on one... You're on one march towards the end. Instead of like constantly measuring it against the previous cycle of a year, I guess, you're just like, it's Monday again.
Yeah, free baller.
Let's get it.
Let's get it. You can grab your tickets from the NZ Comedy Fest.
Yes, one of the great websites.
Yes, because I didn't even mention it's part of the New Zealand International Comedy Festival.
And if you don't like me, that's cool. But for the love of God, get out and see someone you do like. Find someone who you never heard of. Read the blurb if it sounds funny. Go and watch a show. For the love of God, if you've got the money to do it, get out and support the comedy scene. It's scary out there. It's scary for everyone out there right now, but please get out and see some damn shows.
I couldn't have said it better myself, actually. But if you really love Guy, you can catch an hour,
a whole hour
sitting in one seat of Guy Montgomery. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah, really nice.
Thank you for coming
in, Thank you for having me.
No worries. Oh, do you have a song you want to play as well? Off the top of
your head. Thing. Can we play Help Me by Joni Mitchell?
Hell yeah, we can if I have anything to do with
that'd
it.
That would be awesome.
Here's Guy's pick. You're on BFM. Keep it on that dial.
Yeah.